Members of the Ithaca Lions, Dean Reinhardt and Dick Hauser, are here today to talk about the upcoming consignment auction, which seemed like a long ways off, Dean, but all of a sudden, it's coming right down the bend, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I looked at the calendar yesterday, and we were talking about it, and it's only 2 weeks away, so we're going to have to shift up a gear, I guess.
Get moving, right. Yep. How has the response been so far, Dick?
Well, of course, it's a little bit later this year than what we've had in the past, and so we're all sitting around saying, we really don't have a whole lot. But the last few days, it's started coming in pretty good.
Okay. So time is ticking away there, and is there a deadline, Dick, to get in the advertising?
Well, that's the important thing right now, because we want to put together a good ad to make sure that people's stuff gets in the ad, and so right now, we're looking at May 7th as a deadline that we have to have your consignments so that we can put them in the ad. Now, that doesn't mean that if you think of something else later or if people miss that deadline, they can still bring stuff to the auction, but it just won't get in the ad. And we try to use that as a means of getting people to come and look at your stuff.
And Dean, people will bring stuff right up until the auction time. When can they start bringing it in? A couple of weeks?
We'll be there Friday, Saturday, and early Sunday morning. We'd rather not take stuff in Sunday morning because it's hectic. I usually say, if people, you know, if you can't get there Friday or Saturday, give us a call. We'll work something out Wednesday, Thursday, whatever, you know. But Friday, Saturday, and early Sunday morning is the big push.
The Lions have been kind of almost like rainmakers. It seems like we need rain. You guys have brought it.
That was one of the reasons we moved it back. Hopefully we won't be in a snowstorm this year. We won't have rain. We're going to have a beautiful 75 degrees, sunshine. It's going to be perfect weather this year.
Yeah, because you've had all kinds of weather over the years.
We have had, you name it, we've had it.
And there were years where I thought, you know what, those poor guys, I don't know if anybody's going to show up. And they still showed up.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it seemed like the worse the weather, the bigger the crowd.
Right, it does.
Can't do anything else. Let's go to an auction.
And maybe that's a key if it's not too nice. Can you give an example of some things that sell well at the auction, Dean?
It's just amazing, but old lawnmowers usually are our best sellers. Yeah, lawn equipment, bicycles. Bicycles just go nuts, but it just depends on the year and depends on the crowds that's there. Sometimes the farm equipment goes real good. I mean, most of the time everything goes real good, but I would say lawn and garden equipment is our biggest seller.
Some things, Dick, that maybe that don't go well, that probably people shouldn't bring.
Well, there are a few things that we ask them not to bring, and that would be tires that are not mounted. Television sets just don't seem to sell, and microwaves are another thing that just don't seem to sell. But other than that, pretty much any kind of household. This year, I think we're going to have quite a few antiques, because I've been out on a couple of jobs, and their stuff's definitely antiques. And then I got something that I thought you might be interested in.
Uh-oh.
There's a whole case, like a milk case, full of 33 1/3 RPM records.
Oh, my goodness.
Huh. Oh, Phil will be there.
I'm like a stray dog. I'll show up, won't go on to leave. Can you go over the commission rates, Dick, and how that works if somebody's interested in bringing something in?
Yeah, I think that's probably an interesting thing that we should cover today. And I'm going to back up a little bit, Phil.
Okay.
Back, I think it was around 17, 18 years ago when we first started this consignment auction, you hardly heard of a consignment auction around this area. I kind of got the idea because I knew that the Lions Club up at Denmark had one, and then there was one in Northern Illinois. And so that's kind of how we got started doing this consignment auction. Now it seems like the auction companies are doing consignment auctions all the time, so it's been a little bit tough for us maybe to get all the things that we'd like. But the one thing that I want people to know is that our commission rates are not nearly as high as what these auction companies are. And the only thing that we do, if you bring stuff in, and we do combine it all, so if you bring in 10 items, you don't have to worry about each individual one meeting a certain, but we combine the whole thing, and then whatever total dollars, that's the commission you'll pay. But if you have items from $1 to $15, we consider that a donation to the club because it's just too much to mess with those little checks. But then from $16 up to $250, we ask for 15%. From $251 to $1,500 is 10%, and then anything over $1,500 is 5%. We do have a buyback program, so if people are concerned that they kind of would like to bring something in, but boy, I just don't want to give it away, we do have a buyback program, and the very maximum you'd have to pay on that is $25.
Well, that's a good deal for people. Kind of ease their mind. If it's something that they don't think is going to go very high, they can buy it back then.
So. Well, they anticipate it going high, but they just don't want it to not bring decent money.
Mm-hmm.
And I can appreciate that.
Well, I can too. But that's, you know, kind of the way an auction goes. You need two people interested in the same thing, don't you?
That's absolutely the correct answer. Because, well, I do know once in a while we used to have a few auctioneers that would end up owning something because they were the other person bidding on something.
And how often do you see a husband and wife bidding unbeknownst to one another, too?
Well,
that has happened.
We try to make sure that somebody stands in between so they don't see each other.
Keep running it up, then.
That's right.
Some good things. Really, the Lions benefit, this is one of the, I know you do a lot of other fundraisers, but this is a big one for the Ithaca Lions, isn't it, Dean?
It is, yeah. And one thing, this is a commission deal. I mean, you do get money back, but also if you want to donate stuff to us, you know, just say whatever it brings, you guys can have. We've had a lot of people do that over the years too. So, but it is a commission. You do get money back on it if you want it.
I appreciate an auction. You know, a lot of times more and more auctions, you know, they're online bidders and, you know, or they're all strictly online. This is an old-fashioned auction.
It's an old-fashioned auction. We got Kurt Monson coming, and he always does this an awesome job. And I think he enjoys seeing all the people and having a good day with us. And so hopefully everybody will come out and bring a whole lot of stuff, and we'll have a good day.
The Lions will be there in full force.
Oh, yeah.
How many members do you have in the Ithaca Lions right now, Dean?
I think it's around 32, 33 members, somewhere in there anyway. I'm not really sure right now, but it's in the low 30s, mid-30s.
You've been holding steady there.
Been holding steady, yeah.
For a few years.
Good bunch of people.
And busy with pancake breakfast. You also did the pulled pork sandwich.
Pulled pork last. That was an awesome day, too.
Did it go well?
It went real well, yeah.
That's good to hear. Anything else you'd like to add about the auction, Dick?
Well, not a whole lot, but just the fact that we really appreciate the people that do consign to us because most of the fundraisers we do are dedicated to either some person that has had misfortune or something. But this is one that we do, that we keep the money, use it to do things within the Lions Club, and then we also have a lot of different charities that we like to pay money to, and this gives us the chance to raise that money so that we can donate to various causes.
You draw people from quite a wide area, don't you?
Oh, yes, we do. We do advertise in the Ag Review, which is a statewide ag paper, and when some of these people see something in there that looks interesting to them, they'll travel quite a few miles. And like you were talking, people just seem to like the camaraderie of an open auction. And I know I've sat and talked with Kurt after the auction is over, and he's commented a number of times because he's a part of a what's called Dairyland Auction, I think. And they've gone to practically all online bidding. And he said, This is fun. This is more personable, and it's fun compared to the online stuff.
Good chance to get out and see your neighbors and friends.
Right. And of course, that's the other thing about online. Most people don't think about it when they're bidding, but there's a charge to the bidder online as well as there's a charge to the consignor online. So online auctions are not cheap.
No, they're not. What about food? Is there going to be food available that day?
Oh, yes. Our Lions Club will have the food concession there. And from what I understand, one of the featured items, besides the usual hamburgers and brats, is we did have some pulled pork left over. So we're going to have some of that there, too.
Oh, that'll be awesome. So nothing like that. And maybe maybe even some desserts and things like that?
We have some good bakers within the club that will make sure that we've got things that are taking care of your sweet tooth.
Well, I know that we get calls here from time to time. People need more information. Where should they turn, Dean?
Well, they can either call Dick at 585-4808 or 574-1688. They can call Fred Fry at 585-2921, or they can give me a call at 604-4692.
Is there information available online, Dick, about the auction?
That's a good question.
We do have posters out around the area, okay. And we have taken pictures of it. It is on Facebook.
On Facebook, okay.
That's about all I know how to do. So that's.
But there are a few photos of some of the things that we'll be selling.
There's no photos of what have been selling, but there is a picture of this poster that we gave you.
Okay.
Showing our commission rates and the contact numbers. And I've got probably three or four people that have called and say, well, I got to get you my list. My wife and I were talking yesterday about how slow it was. Well, I got five calls yesterday. So I would like to mention, I don't know if I should do this or not, but a guy called. He had a John Deere disc he wanted to bring, and his neighbor had a John Deere disc. He said he had a 15-foot John Deere disc, and his 50-horse tractor wouldn't handle it anymore. So he talked about commission rates, and I told him what all it was going to be, and and he hasn't called me back yet to let me know if it's coming. Now I know a guy that's looking for a John Deere disc, so hopefully that shows up.
But yeah, it's like Prime Mover Live here.
Yeah, so. There you go.
Oh, that's awesome. So we hope people will take that in and be a part of it on Sunday, May 18th.
And just so if I can interrupt you here, we do have a loader tractor available. We will have a skid steer available. So, you know, if you can get it loaded and get it there, we can get it unloaded for you. So you don't have to worry about unloading it or anything like that. We'll handle unloading for you and putting stuff in place. So
plenty of help there.
Plenty of help, yeah.
And then how long do people have before they need to officially have it off the fairgrounds?
They have until the following Saturday, which would be the 24th, I think, because we have to have the grounds cleaned up and we have to be out of there by Saturday the 24th.
The fairgrounds affords you a lot of room, Dick, to kind of spread out, doesn't it?
Yes, it's a very good location. Not quite as visible as the one that we used to have, but we found it very easy to work with the people out there, and it's been a good place to be. A couple of other things. Our starting time for the auction is 11 o'clock, and then what farm equipment we have, we will stop whatever we're doing and move to that at 1:30. So if people are interested in our farm items, why, they don't necessarily have to stand around all day waiting for it.
That's good to know. Thanks, guys, for what you do.
Well, thank you for all of your help.
Yeah,
sure,
no problem.
Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Phil. You and your station here have always been very supportive of Ithaca Lions and a lot of other clubs, too. So we certainly thank you for that.
You're welcome. We'll continue to be. Ithaca Lions Consignment Auction coming up Sunday, May 18th. Again, it starts at 11. Thanks to Dean Reinhart and Dick Hauser for being our guests during this portion of the morning show.